Wait, is this thing on?
No.
Yeah, it's on. I plugged it in.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, hang on. Let me get it then.
Okay.
No, wait. It's going.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Thank you. Thank you.
The famous podcast. I feel welcome. Yeah. How many different countries are we in now?
We're in... It's over 40.
Yeah? Are we still in Ukraine?
Yes.
Oh.
For now,
yeah. Who knows what it's going to be tomorrow,
though. What's
going to happen? I feel bad for those people, man.
We may have more listeners in Russia.
Yeah, so our Russia listenership may expand
maybe
greatly.
Grown, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it did. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah.
We're on TikTok. We got 3 new ones on there today.
Yeah.
And they are stellar.
Stellar.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Our acting skills.
Our talent. Talent. We're raw.
We're like De Niro and Pacino.
Oh, yeah. DiCaprio.
Of dumb shit.
We're like that movie Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. I think that, who's who?
Who's who? Well, we'll talk about that off air.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think that was... doing those videos for TikTok is an absolute blast.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's a good release. We get to do it.
Yeah.
People get to enjoy it with us.
And we've had
it's
several,
doing really well.
Several hundred thousand people have viewed those videos so far, and I think
yes.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So anybody that wants to see those TikTok videos, they mm-hmm. go to Sleepless in Cialis on TikTok.
Yes.
And it'll pop up. CIA.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I am. Look. Yeah.
It says Cialis. Oh no, up here it says Cialis and then here it says Cialis.
Yeah, yeah. It's correct. Yeah, try to search for it.
Oh, yeah, Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're fixed. We're good.
Yes.
We're solid.
Okay.
Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are you thinking about today? What's going on with you?
It's kind of a chill day. It was a beautiful day.
Nice.
Got some tennis in,
right
which
on.
Is wonderful. But I'm feeling like we're getting pushed out because of this golf tournament that's taking
place. Oh, I'm sure you are.
Weekend.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. The colon guard. What's it called? Colon guard?
Colo guard.
Cologuard.
For colon cleansing, not cleansing, but colon testing.
Testing, yeah. So the it's a PGA tour. It's here in the neighborhood.
Senior tour.
Mm-hmm. It's a senior tour?
Yeah, it's the old folks.
Wait, how old do you have to be to get on the senior tour?
I don't know, but I've had to go and like the company I was with sponsored it and we had to go. And it's like, it's the most sedate. It's like, I picture it like going to a shuffleboard tournament.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, they actually shush you. I'm used to the one, there's a big one in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And it goes nuts. It
right,
goes
right,
absolutely,
right. Yeah.
It's a party.
Uh-huh.
And this one is just like, I mean, I think they probably pass out like prunes with lunch.
I don't know.
You know, things like this.
But there's a boatload of alcohol trucks.
Oh.
They cleared out the tennis pro shop down there, and it's packed with alcohol.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
They drink, these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they stay mellow. They stay mellow.
Do they? What, yeah, what about, they what? Definitely do. They
what
make
about,
them.
Yeah, what about your day? What did they tell
you? My day was mellow, too. Most of it was spent with you.
Yeah, TikTok videos. Uh-huh. We ate a little bit of food this morning. I thought that was kind of nice.
Yeah, and then we gathered a few lemons and walked them up to neighbor Marco's, dropped them at the door.
Oh, did he show up with his weapon?
No, we dropped him at the door, but then he found us about halfway home.
Oh, okay. With his weapon.
Not with his weapon, no.
So we had an incident at the school last week. At the kid's school. And apparently a parent was picking up their child. And when the child got into the vehicle, the parent's weapon fell out.
Stop.
And they pulled away. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Why would you bring a weapon to a grade school?
Somebody just keep it in the car all the time. Some people do that.
What's the
they
point?
They always have it there. In case they're assaulted, somebody they can shoot somebody.
Yeah, but you're 54, 55.
Some people just all... Well, they're not, maybe. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that they won't get in, like, some predicament where they might need a gun. Yeah. Some people just have their gun on them all the time.
I've never understood that, though. Nobody had guns, nobody would get shot.
Well, no, because the bad people are always going to have guns.
Mm.
And even if they did some stupid unconstitutional thing, like made them illegal, the bad people are still going to get their hands on them.
Right, right.
So that's not a good thing.
No.
So they have them to defend themselves, and it's okay. They should probably keep them in their car and not drop them off in the school parking lot.
Yeah, that would be smart. Yeah, yeah. Especially with a bunch of rowdy, you know, fifth, sixth, and seventh
oh,
graders.
Oh, look. Ha, ha, ha. It's a yeah, boom. Yeah.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Uh-huh. Then there was a shooting in Portland last night.
In Portland?
Yeah.
What happened?
Six people got shot.
For what?
I don't know.
Some just random, some guy just started shooting people?
It was a protest. And so I guess a peaceful way to solve a protest is to get your weapon and start shooting people.
Well, it's a good way to win your argument.
Yeah, it kind of settles the matter pretty quick, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you'll show them as you rot in prison.
Yeah. Who's the right guy here?
Right.
No doubt. But he'll be dead, so, you know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I just don't like these guns, man. I just don't get into it.
It's not my thing.
No.
Never has been. I went shooting once, twice.
Yeah.
My first one, I was a child, and my mom's boyfriend took us to shoot a musket.
Really?
I was 13. It kicks my ass.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. That's a big boom, and it kicks you back because you're shooting a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good with it as long as people are you know, for sport and for, you know, keeping it locked up and properly taking care of it and that type of stuff.
But other than that, they're kind of freaky.
Yeah, they are kind of scary, man, and it does make me nervous.
Because you never know what somebody's temper is going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
For nothing. People can go off for nothing.
Speaking of going off for nothing. Tell me about the guy in Australia.
The guy in Australia?
Yeah, with the M&Ms.
Oh! Most fascinating guy you probably ever meet in your life.
Really?
Yes.
Hands like a surgeon.
He has spent countless hours learning how to stack M&Ms.
Really?
And he stacked six of them, one on top of the other.
Uh-huh.
Guinness Book of World Records.
We need to beat that here on Sleepless in Cialis.
You know how I do it?
How?
I figured it out.
How?
Heat them up a little bit.
Oh, brilliant.
And then they stick to each other.
Yeah, because they don't melt in your hands. They melt in your mouth.
Yeah, so we could probably do like 100.
Yeah. No, we just have them come out during like the month of July here. Right, when it's 150 degrees outside.
Say, hey, yeah. We don't control the temperature.
Yeah, we'll sit outside and do this. Yeah. Yes. And we'll leave the bag out overnight. And make
That's
sure
a great idea.
Okay, so I think we should go for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. All right, I have to pee.
I think we should do tortilla stacking.
No, I have to pee.
I don't want you to
I don't
want to
stack anybody's tortillas.
But if you stack tortillas, we could get more than six.
Well, yeah, you could probably get 60.
You could probably get 600.
No.
How cool would that be?
But what's the point?
We spent the whole afternoon stacking tortillas one on top of the other.
Our lives, have they become that bad?
Oh, absolutely.
are things that slow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're that slow sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, I really have to pee. I have to pee.
I don't want you to.
My pants are going to get wet.
Your pants are always wet, but it's not from
peeing. Wet-er.
Moist.
Moist. Moister-er. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
Back.
Okay. Wait. Craig.
What?
Don't tell anybody you're looking at that on TikTok, because you're... If somebody comes in and sees you doing that, we're going to get busted.
This is live. What the fuck is she doing?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, hey, we're on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome back to Sleepless in Cialis.
How was it relieving yourself? Did you enjoy yourself?
It was nice.
Good.
You know, I got everything out, got the equipment ready to go. And then, sex fact. The most common sexual fantasy is...
You have to wait like forever for it.
Okay. Multiple
people at once.
Multiple people at once. Okay. We are viewing some TikTok videos here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning some fascinating information.
Yes, we are.
We just saw a, I would describe her as being a 50-something.
Uh-huh.
She looks like she's making the passage.
Over-healthy.
Over-healthy, yes. Voluptuous.
Boy, I'll say so.
Yeah. She was in her craft room.
Yes.
And, you know, people watch that. What do they watch? Are people's lives that bad?
Where they watch somebody crafting?
Yeah. I guess so.
It's horrific.
I don't get this. And so now we have this picture of this volcano that's up. And the volcano is exploding. It says the most common sexual fantasy is multiple people at once.
That's not one of mine.
No?
No.
Oh.
It is one of yours.
Well, no. I didn't say that. But wait, let me...
You're shocked that it's not one of mine.
Oh, okay. So you have the Kardashians. They come in and they all lay down in your bed.
I don't find any of them attractive.
Okay, let me try somebody else.
I don't like...
Stormy Daniels.
No, she's already been with Trump.
Okay, let me find somebody else here. What about that girl that was in that movie we were watching this afternoon?
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones.
No, she's an attractive lady, but with with her and who? Felicia Rashad?
There you go.
No. Yeah. No. See, here's the deal. It's like, it's to me, it's more intimate than that.
Yes.
And you're sharing, and it's two people, and, you know, it's about that relationship and bonding and all that stuff. And you add somebody else into it, and I think shit's just got to get complicated. Don't you think?
To an extent, yes. Huh. Yes. I've got to think this one through. I haven't spent a lot of time pondering the issue.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not saying whether I have or haven't done this.
Right.
But it's very complicated.
It's very complicated. Yes. Yeah. And then you get into things like swingers and pineapples everywhere. And
we've talked about this. How do you not get fucking jealous?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's very strange.
Yeah, that is strange. All right, our next TikTok video, we have a woman with beautiful fingernails, and she's rubbing a chicken breast. All right, this sucks.
That shredded her chicken breast. Yeah, shredded. Wow, how fascinating.
Yeah.
Can't you do that in like a KitchenAid?
What was that? Yeah. You were talking about a young man that had autism, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he had. I'm going to pull it up though so you can see it.
Okay.
But his name is Daniel McCoyne.
Okay.
And he just, there's something about this kid. And he's got a little something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. But, my God, he's fast. And he just cooks like goofy.
Right.
Weird shit. Let's see what he's cooking here.
Okay.
He's cooking it looks like a burger or something.
Okay, so we're looking at this, TikTok video. He's a nice young man. He definitely has autism or...
He's eating something.
Eating something.
Let's get him a cooking lunch.
Yeah, guys, I am making lobster and
shrimp. So he's making lobster and shrimp?
And shrimp.
And shrimp. Yeah. Yeah? He's doing a pretty good job, actually.
Uh-huh. He always does.
Yeah.
Sometimes things don't, like, make it into the bowl, but you do this.
Yeah. He's you know, this is not a professional production or anything, but he does have a cool personality.
Yes.
You know, he looks like a really innocent guy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's how you cook lobster. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so he likes his shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Dip in the butter.
Which I didn't know you eat that with your hands.
Right. Yeah, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like him. And yeah. I watch him all the time.
But you know what? Yeah, I do have to say something about TikTok, though.
What's that?
I you know, every now and then you have a down moment. You just want to kill a few minutes, and right. So you watch TikTok. Mm-hmm. But some of the feeds with... They're definitely trying to sell sex. One way or the other.
Yeah, and I did, you know, and I'm a 55-year-old man.
Right.
And I don't want to see, like, 18-year-old girls.
No, there's nothing appealing about that.
Kind of tramping themselves out all day. I mean, yeah. That makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to admit, as a man, every now and then you see a picture of a beautiful woman, and it's like, yeah, that's nice, but picture after picture after picture. It's overkill, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I was reading about this, and they do it. They do it to sell it. It's not just their views on TikTok,
right?
So I guess they have these things. What are they called? There's some kind of like link things.
Uh huh.
And then so you can go from their page to these link things, and it has like this OnlyFans.
Oh.
And Twitter.
Twitter. What is OnlyFans? Have you ever seen that page?
No.
No, I've never, ever seen that page.
No, because you have to pay for it. So, you know, I'm not going there.
I'm not going there either. Yeah. But it's just like all porn stuff, right?
I think so.
Yeah?
I don't know if they do anything else.
Women doing nasty things to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the reason we see so many. And then the other thing on TikTok that you see a lot about.
Don't get us wrong. We have no problem with women doing nasty things to themselves.
Shh.
It's just very odd in this kind of venue.
Yeah.
I don't even know if these girls are of age.
I don't know. I don't think TikTok knows if they're at age.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. And like I said, you know, every now and then a glimpse at a pretty girl is kind of nice. It's a mm-hmm. natural thing. We're guys.
Mm-hmm.
But over and over and over yes. again. I mean, it's like overkill. I have a tendency to abstain sometimes from TikTok because it's too much.
It's too much. And do yeah. people get like addictions to this shit?
Yeah. And they sit there and they watch it over mm-hmm. and over.
But it seems like I remember you and I kind of discovered it at the same time, like
yeah, yeah.
months and months ago.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that.
No.
Uh-uh.
It's changed.
It was funny.
Yeah. And I don't know if they pop up in your algorithm, but like I know on the Sleepless in Seattle account, mm-hmm. we've never searched for anything.
No.
And the videos that we've produced are not sexually explicit videos.
No.
Who the hell wants to see us do something sexually explicit?
Well, you keep
anyway?
Taking your shirt off because I think you're trying to be sexy.
Well, it's not going to work.
Well, but you're still trying.
I'm not sure
somebody finds it sexy.
I'm not going to give up.
I believe it's older men that are enjoying. So they're probably going to, pretty soon it'll be all older men on our.
Are you talking about my Navy
who
career
like
again?
Their stuff. Well, I don't know if I'd call it a career.
my experience in the Navy?
A lot of experience in the Navy.
No. Life on a submarine, you know. It's,
boy.
It's
boy,
not that easy.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch, man. You got to go. Yep. No. No. Okay, so TikTok. Although uh-huh. we do love TikTok,
mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit heavy. The one thing I get tired of seeing over and over again are all the car crash videos.
I haven't seen any of those.
For some reason, they pop up on our feed, and it, a lot of them seem to take place in Europe or Asia or wherever.
Really?
And I don't know if these things are Photoshopped or what, but you get to the point where you get your vehicle and you're paranoid.
Seriously, there's that many?
Yes.
Why yes. would they show that shit?
I don't know.
You know what I've seen on our feed?
What?
Are like all these things where animals are killing other animals.
Oh, I've seen that too.
What is that? It's awful.
Did you see the one with the donkey killing that Willoughby or whatever you call it?
Yes.
That poor animal.
See, some with like the. There's a lot of them. What's that animal? The hyena.
There's a lot
of them with the hyena on there.
Yeah.
And they're killing like lions and all this shit. Because there's millions of them. And they just surround these things and they can't fight all of them.
Right, right.
And they just. I guess they have super powerful jaws.
Uh huh.
So they clamp on and you can't get them off.
Mm hmm.
And, but there's all these weird. Who's filming that?
Right, right.
And then why do you post them on the Tickety Talk? I mean, that's like just like kids' fun, isn't it?
Where's PETA when you need them?
Oh, I love PETA. What do you stuff it with, like a chicken?
No. Or do you like the animal lamb? Rights people.
What do they have to do with Greek food?
No, the kit with the hyenas.
People eat hyenas and put them in a pita bread?
No.
Then what do you say?
There are no hyenas in Greece.
Then why would they, then why is that natural for them to kill them and put them in a pita bread? Now seem like we're doing
because they take they import them to Greece.
The hyenas?
Yes, the hyena meat.
So you're actually kind of eating, I think, lion meat because they eat the lions, and then apparently we eat hyena in the pita bread with that tzatziki sauce.
No, that's Mediterranean. Because Morocco down and through the African continent.
Tzatziki? I thought that was Greek.
All right.
That yogurt and cucumber sauce?
But there's that whole region.
But it's delicious.
They all like yogurt down there, man.
What's that about?
I don't know. I think it's because it's a pretty strong probiotic and it helps you, you know.
Oh. Have you ever had yogurt in France?
No.
It is like a whole other food product.
Really?
Seriously.
Different, which way?
I tried to find it here. I tried Asia. I tried every fancy place I could find. I tried ordering it. It is so creamy.
Uh-huh.
And the flavor is, like, lighter.
Mm-hmm. Is it acidic?
It's not as acidic as the one we have here.
Is it like eating whipped cream or what?
Like a thick, delicious, creamy whipped cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But the texture is so much better. And it comes in these little glass jars. Just uh-huh. at the grocery store. This isn't a fancy, like, yogurt
right, right,
shop.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Maybe they were selling you whipped cream because they ran out of yogurt.
I don't even know what to say to that. So I got back from France and I bought a yogurt maker because I'm like, well, sure, I can make it right. myself and it'll taste just like this. What a fucking chore that is. And it's not as good as our store-bought.
No, making it yourself?
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
No,
yeah.
No. I've tried to attempt that before and trying to maintain temperature and everything else. And no, it's not worth it.
No, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
So I just want this stuff from France. The real stuff.
What does this have to do with pita and javelinas?
Because we're talking about those pita sandwiches. And now they called, how do you pronounce it? G-Y-R-O-S.
Gyro.
I heard it's gyro.
No. It's because
from a Greek guy.
No, he had a bad accent. He was probably hitting on you.
He was probably from Spain.
Was he hitting on you?
Like they said, like corazón.
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 Corazón. Ladies and gents, it's time to wrap up this episode.
That's right. We're hungry now. We're going to go get some, a hyena pita.
Yes, in Africa.
Yes, with delicious tzatziki sauce.
Thank you, everybody. What's our Facebook page?
It is Sleepless in Cialis. Uh-huh. No spaces.
No spaces.
Yes.
TikTok.
Tickety Talk is Sleepless in Cialis. No longer Cialis.
I think we're on Instagram, too.
Yeah, that just kind of ends up there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like a byproduct of everything else. Uh-huh.
And I think that's all we're on. No, we have email, bighands@sleeplessincialis.com. And we have a website, sleeplessincialis.com.
Yeah, have you seen our website lately?
I don't think we've done shit to it, have we? In like a year?
Well, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't think so either. We need to hire somebody to do that. If anybody's interested in handling our website, we'd love to speak with you. We have very little money, but we'd love to speak with you. We also need a producer. We also need all sorts of support staff here.
If you join us, we will give you 8% of all of our earnings.
Craig.
And do this stuff
Craig,
for us.
That's a lot.
Dude, we don't make anything.
Don't say that. What are we going to negotiate with if you're giving off all our secrets?
Well, we got to be honest.
No, there's no honesty in management.
But if someday it takes off and we're massive and we're just like a worldwide phenomenon, think of all the money they'll have.
Okay, give us a call.
Yes.
No, we don't have a phone number. No, send us an email, bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Yes, or text Warren at...